fellas.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's Dinah.
Put that ring on my finger, buy that golden wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. If you're anxious to linger, you will have to name the day. Put that ring on my finger, go and get the license right away. You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride. Now let's hear one of those preachers and that song, Here Comes the Bride. Put that ring on my finger, wrap me in a wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand.
You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride.
Now let's hear one of those preachers and that song, Here Comes the Bride. Put that ring on my finger, wrap me in a wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in.
You fellas?
Hi!
Oh, I'm fine. And welcome to our Bird's Eye Open House with Robert Emmett Dolan in the orchestra, Ken Lane in the chorus, and my boisterous boyfriend, Harry Von Zell. Hiya, Harry.
Hiya, Dinah. How's the girl? Hey, why the hat and coat? Where are you going?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I?
No.
Well, Groucho Marx felt that he'd been over here so often that he asked me over to his place tonight.
Oh, he asked you over?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I'm just left out of things.
Oh,
yes.
No, Harry.
Okay,
oh, no, and Harry, look, let's don't be silly, Harry. He must have meant for you to come along, too. Let's go.
Just a little love, a little kiss. Just imagine an evening alone with the beautiful Dinah Shore. I better take another look in the mirror. I've never seen myself so exquisitely groomed. Groucho Marx, you're a handsome devil. Yes, you can go a long time without seeing a face like mine. That's what the girls say. They'd like to go a long time without seeing a face like mine. And what sartorial splendor. Gad, how I fill out this suit. Maybe I better take the popcorn out of the pockets and put it back in the balcony. Ah, lovely Dinah. Lovely Dinah should be here any minute. I'll turn the lights low. There. And when she steps through that door, I'll sweep her off her feet. Coming, my sweet. Darling, let me take you in my arms.
Groucho, put me down.
Von Zell, what are you doing here?
Well, Groucho, weren't you expecting Harry, too?
Of course I was expecting Harry. That's why I put perfume behind my ears.
No, you see that, Dinah? I don't think I'm welcome here.
Ridiculous. Of course you are.
Yes, of course you're welcome here. You're as welcome as an OPA man at a landlord's convention.
Oh, good. We ought to have loads of fun. What can the three of us do?
If we had four, we could play bridge.
If we had five, we could play poker.
Yeah, if we had 22, we could play football.
Oh, hey, that's great. Who kicks off?
I don't know, but I hope it's you.
Dinah. You see, Dinah, I told you, I don't have to take that from this guy, you know. Why I came here, I'll never know. I could have gone to Ciro's. I could have gone to the Macambo.
Yeah, you could have gone to the Trocadero, too. The short of dishwashers all over.
I'm warning you, Groucho Marx. You be careful what you say to me. For 2 cents, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Oh, come now, Harry. Don't spend your old week's salary on poor little old man.
Oh, gee, Groucho, Groucho, I wish you'd stop. You're paying no attention to me at all.
I'm terribly sorry, Dinah. As a matter of fact, I've been looking forward with great anticipation to this visit. And I prepared a tasty snack for later.
Lovely.
Oh, Dinah, if you were only mine, I'd get you caviar from Russia, vintage wines from France, and rare spices from the Indies.
What did you get?
A salami from the delicatessen. By the way, Dinah, you haven't told me how you like my apartment.
Oh, it's charming.
Yeah, Groucho, I wonder if you know how lucky you are to find an apartment in Los Angeles.
Listen, stylish stout, you're looking at a man who lived in a phone booth for 6 months.
Oh, that must have been awful.
Yes, but I was getting used to it until a nearsighted old lady came in, jiggled my ear, dropped 3 nickels in my mouth, stuck her finger in my eye, and started dialing Milwaukee.
What happened?
What happened? She got 3 bars of chocolate. She didn't know it, but that night I was a candy machine.
Well, I don't know what... You still haven't told us, Groucho. How did you manage to get this apartment?
Well, it was a strange coincidence. You see, a very dear friend of mine had this apartment until some anonymous person wrote a letter to the landlady saying that my friend was a murderer and a jailbird. So she kicked him out.
Oh, gosh. Anyone who would write a letter like that must be a rat. Don't you think so, Dinah?
He certainly must be a rat. Don't you think so, Groucho?
Pass me the cheese.
I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do. Seems funny, but it's true. Love you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey. Honey, with you. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. I loved you from the start, honey. Well, bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny.
Groucho, it was so lovely of you to prepare such a sumptuous spread.
Oh, yeah.
The cold chicken is delicious.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Yeah, Groucho, how's about passing me another drumstick?
By all means. It's only the fifth drumstick you've had.
Oh, we only had 2 chickens. How could there be 5 drumsticks?
It's very simple. One of the chickens used to go around with Gene Krupa. But, Dinah, let's forget about Harry. It's you I'm thinking of. You look so lovely sitting there in the candlelight.
Please pass the horseradish.
Here. Your eyes, Dinah. Your eyes are like 2...
Stuffed olives, please.
Here. And your cute little nose, Dinah. Your nose reminds me of a...
A pickle, please.
Here. And your ears, Dinah. Your ears look like... And the first guy who asks for the cauliflower gets slugged.
Pinocchio, everything is simply delicious, but I just can't eat another bite. I'm sorry.
Get a load of Anzel looking around for crumbs. Speaking of crumbs, how would you like to look at some old pictures of the Marx family?
Oh, I'd love to. Family albums fascinate me.
Well, look at this one. It's a very unusual picture of me taken when I was 14 years old.
What's so unusual about it?
I was only 13 at the time. Now, look, here's one that brings back tender memories. It was taken when I first fell in love. Isn't she lovely?
Groucho, that's a Cocker Spaniel.
I know. That's why we never got married. Dinah, the last I heard of her, she was in Boston, living with a Greyhound bus.
Oh, this one is really precious. Groucho Marx at the age of 6 months.
Give me that picture. The least they could have done was throw a blanket over me.
Boy, Groucho, you're a great host. I haven't eaten this way for months.
Yes, and after a meal like that, you should take a nice brisk walk. Say, about 400 miles.
Oh, no, I'm not taking any walk. When I feel like this, I like to sit back, light up my pipe, blow smoke rings, and contemplate the future.
A future full of happiness.
A future full of corn.
Corn?
Bird's eye, quick frozen corn. Yes, sir. Golden sweet corn, Groucho. Tender, luscious, milky kernels of the goldenest corn you ever saw. All you have to do to enjoy it is to open the package and put the corn into boiling water, and presto, piping hot corn. And are those kernels fresh?
I'll say. Some of those kernels are so fresh, they made top sergeants out of them. But speaking man to man, Harry, I'd like to be alone with Dinah. I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Why don't you go to the house on 92nd Street?
House on 92nd Street?
And jump out the window.
Oh, no, I'm not going anyplace.
Well, if you stick around, I'm not going anyplace. It's subtle, but it's no good. Eh?
Yeah. Don't you fool yourself about me. The only place I'll go is where I can get bird's eye vegetables and fruit. They're so easy to prepare, you know, so delicious. They all taste so farm fresh, you'd think you just picked them out of your own garden.
I still think you ought to go out for a little fresh air. Why don't you take the dog for a walk?
Hmm?
Here's the leash, muzzle, and license.
Well, where's the dog?
I haven't got a dog. You'll have to do it the hard way. Getting rid of this guy isn't going to be too easy.
Groucho, why don't you try being subtle?
No, I heard what you said. You can forget about that subtle stuff, because I refuse to settle for anything but bird's eye vegetables and fruits. Oh, dear, there are many brands of frosted food, you know, but there's only one bird's eye. Only bird's eye gives you that famous bird's eye uniform top quality, that bird's eye fresh from the garden flavor. That's why you should always make sure the packages you pick say bird's eye on the label.
Well, I think this ought to do it. Excuse me, Dinah. Harry, come here.
What is it, Groucho?
Listen, when you get out of this house, turn right and four blocks down.
Oh.
There's a light and shade is up.
Oh, where's my hat? I'll see you later.
Groucho, where did Harry run off to?
Down the street. The grocer left the light on and his window is full of bird's eye fruits and vegetables.
And now, a song by one of our favorite people, Vic Young. His lovely new song, Love Letters. Love letters straight from my heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. Every line I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart.
the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your
Well, I finally got rid of Anzel. Now, while Dinah's powdering her nose, I'll put my etchings where they'll be handy. Now, where's the incense? Something like this, just you and I?
Oh, yes, it is pleasant. And I must tell you, Groucho, I'm glad you're not the kind of man who's corny enough to...
I can't imagine anything more corny.
By the way, what's that pile of pictures over there?
Those? Oh, that's just a lot of calendars I bought in case I go in the insurance business. Dinah, there's no use pretending any longer. I can offer you the love of a robust, red-blooded, two-fisted he-man.
You can?
Yeah, sit down and I'll get him on the phone. But really, Dinah, I'm mad about you. Every time I think about you, I hear a ringing in my ears. Always ringing in my ears. Now it's getting worse.
You better answer it. It's the doorbell.
All right, I'll answer it. And just when I was on the 5-yard line.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Marks? And how is my favorite tenant this evening?
Fine. And how is my little bird's eye kitten? And I'm not referring to your frozen puss.
So sorry, I didn't know you were entertaining a lady.
Oh, that's quite all right. This is Miss Shaw.
How do you do?
Dinah, this is my landlady, Mrs. Cringeknuckle. Her husband was the landlord, but luckily for him, he passed away last week.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, yes, poor man. When he passed away, the tenants were so sympathetic.
Really?
Yes, they all hung their sheets at half mast.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yes, and that's more than you can say for the sheets. As a matter of fact, he was a military man. When he died, they shot off 21 cannon towels.
Oh, yes. Now, Mr. Marks, what I came to see you about... Well, I'm sure you realize the seriousness of the housing shortage in town.
I certainly do.
Then I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I moved another gentleman in with you.
Another man? But Mrs. Cringeknuckle, all I've got is a single bed.
Well, that's all right. He isn't married.
But I want to be alone
there,
with...
There, I knew you'd cooperate. Oh, Mr. Hillendale, Mr. Hillendale.
Come in.
This is it, Mr. Hillendale, and this is Mr. Marks. And I know you and Mr. Marks will get along beautifully. Good night.
Well, greetings, Mr. Marks, and a merry good evening to you, Miss...
Shore. Dinah Shore is the name.
My, what a lovely speaking voice, my dear. You should be a singer.
Well... Well, I am a singer.
Well, then you should be on the radio.
I am on the radio.
Well, don't you be discouraged. Stick with it. Remember, Ginny Sims didn't get there overnight. And you're Groucho Marx, eh?
Yes, and the only way I can get there overnight is on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Well, don't let me bother you, folks. I'll go inside and put on my smoking jacket and my slippers, and I'll be back here with a book.
You'll be back with a book. 4,382 public libraries in the United States, and this guy has got to read in my living room. Couldn't read that very well in my living room or any place else. Why must things like this always happen to me? Dinah, precious, while he's gone, please give me a kiss.
I shouldn't.
Please.
All right.
Ah, this is the moment I've been waiting for, with your lips coming closer to mine.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here and start this book. Say, it's awfully dark in here. Don't you find it hard to read?
I've got news for you. I'm not trying to read. You notice I didn't stumble on that, huh? But, Dinah, you promised me a kiss, and I want it.
But, Groucho, you wouldn't kiss me before a stranger.
All right, kiss the stranger first.
Oh, forget about me, folks. You go right on kissing, and I'll go right on reading.
Well, that's the best offer I've had tonight. Now, where were we, Dinah?
Well, you were about to kiss me.
Oh, yes, you were holding my hand like this, and I had my left arm around your waist.
It's none of my business, but it was your right arm.
I know, but it's her left waist. Thanks, and then I called you dearest.
You called her precious.
Wait a minute, chum. If you know so much, why don't you take my place?
Oh, no, not me.
Why not?
I'm reading Forever Amber.
This is like a weekend at the Waldorf.
Mr. Boggs, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but have you heard...
What?
...that the housing shortage is getting worse every hour?
No.
Yes, I want you to meet your new roommate, Mr. Terwilliger.
Yeah, Mr. Terwilliger, meet Mr. Hillendale. Mr. Hillendale, Mr. Terwilliger. Miss Shaw, Mr. Terwilliger. Mr. Terwilliger, Miss Shaw. Mrs. Cringeknuckle, Mr. Terwilliger, Mr. Terwilliger, Mrs. Cringeknuckle. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Yes?
Shall we dance?
Well, I really must be going
home. Oh, don't leave. There'll be plenty of room. I think a spot is going to open up in the medicine chest.
Gotcha. Groucho, if this is the quiet, restful evening you spoke about, I'm going home.
Please, Dinah, don't. Say, why don't you boys go over in the corner and play a little blackjack?
That's a good idea.
Good. I'll be over in a minute with the blackjack.
Now, don't you worry about us, old man. I'm sure Mr. Hillendale and I will get along just peachy. What say, Hillendale, old man?
You bet, old man.
Dinah, old man. I mean, darling. Let's forget the rest of the world. And with my arms about you this way, I can think of no one but you.
Oh, yes, darling. Let's close our eyes and make believe we're on a far-off island.
Yes, I can hear the mysterious music of the Orient. Well, stay on the road. Maybe a truck will come along. Well, come in. Yes, come in. Yes, I know all about the housing shortage.
Short house? What are you
housing
talking about?
Housing shortage on 92nd Street. Huh?
What are you talking about, Groucho? It's me, Harry. I came back to take Dinah home. I hope you kids had a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. It's been too divine.
Oh, yes. We had a wonderful time.
Well, Groucho, I'm going now.
But please, Dinah, at least let me have that kiss you promised me.
Groucho, I'm not going to kiss you in front of this crowd.
I'll turn out the lights. There. How about it, Dinah?
All right.
That's the way I usually get them. Ah, Dinah, darling. That kiss was worth all the aggravation I went through this evening. What a kiss.
But, Groucho, you didn't kiss me.
I didn't. Then who did I kiss?
Friends, tomorrow when you march off with your market basket to do that weekend shopping, don't forget to come smiling home with some of those swell bird's eye fruits and vegetables. They're so darn good, so clean and wholesome and garden fresh that you'd really think you had just picked them out of your own backyard. You want to know why? Well, it's because the bird's eye folks don't spare anything to give you the best foods grown, cleaned and prepared and quick frozen at the peak of their sunny goodness. After all, the bird's eye folks have been doing it for 15 years. So remember, if you want the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Something's cooking that raised an ovation. Note that I'm in a state of elation. Call the press and I got a quotation. Tell the nation my guy's come back no more. Blues for me, no more, no more. good news in store. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Hang the star out, my guys are proven. When we step out, we really get grooving. Life's improving, my guys come back, tell back. Preacher man, today is the day. Got my preacher man, and we're on our way. Just good, 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 good news for me. Just good news in store. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Gonna hang the star out, my guys are proving. When we start to step out, we really get grooving, baby. Life's improving, my guys come back, tell that preacher. Today is that day. Got my future man, and we're on our way. Happy day. Hallelujah. My guys come back.
Friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest, Jack Haley, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and me, too. Groucho Marx can soon be seen in the Marx Brothers picture, Adventure in Casablanca. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
When Towser's got those mealtime blues, feed him Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Complete Meals. It nourishes every inch of your dog because it contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need for red-blooded vitality and happy, healthy disposition. Veterinarians have recommended Gaines dog meal for over 16 years. Start today. Feed your dog Gaines. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.